The Hohowów Uprising Museum. Opened in 1978, the Hohowowski Uprising Museum is housed in a historic cottage that once belonged to a wealthy smallholder by the name of Jan Bafia. The cottage was built of wood in a style typical of the Podhala region. It has an entryway, a room known as a black chamber, another known as a white chamber, and above that, a space called a vyżka. This was a chamber located in the attic in the rural and small town dwelling places of bygone times. They can still be found today in Podhala and the Orava region. The interior has been arranged in a way that combines the history of the Hohowów Uprising, which is important to the region, and an ethnographic exhibition which gives visitors an insight into how a family of Highlanders would have lived in the mid-19th century. The Podhala village of Hohowów has a rich history, stretching back to the early 16th century. What won the village the greatest fame in Podhala was the Hohowów Uprising of 1846, a short-lived armed revolt against the Austro-Hungarian authorities, which occurred at the time of the Krakow Rebellion and preceded the Springtime of the Peoples by 2 years. The plan to join the uprising against the Austro-Hungarian monarchy was born of contact between emissaries who reached Podhala and local conspirators who made contact with national activists. They were the teacher and organist Jan Kante Andrusikiewicz, the priest from Hohowów Leopold Kmitowicz, and the priest from Poronin Michał Głowacki, known as Światopałk. Later on, they would stand at the forefront of what became known as the Hohowów Agitation. The exhibition presents the preparation and course of the Krakow Revolution in 1846 and the Hohowów Uprising the following year. The museum offers an insight into the people who led the uprising and provides the chance of seeing documents relating to the armed revolt and a list of those who took part in it. Visitors can also explore the mournful topic of the sad end to the agitations, in other words, the repressions carried out by the Austro-Hungarians, one of the three powers which had divided Poland between them at the end of the 18th century and wiped that former sovereign state from the map of Europe. The Hohowów Uprising may have been brief, but it lived on, and still lives on, in the minds of the villagers. This is confirmed by documentation on display in the museum, which records the ceremonies marking the anniversary of the uprising, particularly on the threshold of the struggle for independence in 1913. The exhibition is rounded off by a display of literature, scientific, poetry and prose, where the Hohowów Uprising is reflected. There is also a collection of contemporary folk art, which takes the insurgency as its theme and addresses it in sculpture and paintings on glass.